You're listening to the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS as we talk Pella Christian football right now with the Eagles captains, talking with Caleb Morgan, Michael Mason, Adam Howerzile, and Josh Van Gorp. Guys, as we catch up to you, the non-district portion of the schedule is now behind us. We're getting ready for the first district game of the season. Caleb, I'm going to come to you first. I certainly don't want to discredit the start to the season, though. You've got a couple of very impressive wins over some quality teams. How have you observed the start to this season?
Well, I think the start of the season has been really successful so far. I mean, we've got two good, solid wins under our belt. Linville Sully is a big win. As rivalry, we've heard a lot about that game, and then PCM, another big rivalry. So those are two really good teams. I was really impressed at how our defense came out, stopped them early, and we didn't give very many points to either teams, and we ourselves put up 80 points in the last two games. So I feel like both defensive and offensively, we're both doing really good.
Michael, let's talk a little bit about the Linville Sully game. 40-19, the final score, but that first game is always so exciting because you really don't get a good chance to gauge exactly where you're at until you've played that first game. So what did that first game mean to you, and how did it give you a feel for where this Eagles team was at after game one?
I was really happy with the way we played. We all came out there ready to play. There was a lot of talk, that went on, but I think we all performed to the best of our abilities, and I think we're just going to keep getting better as a team. I think it went great.
Adam, right there, Michael talked about some of the conversation that went on. I was interested to hear that as I talked to a couple of you guys after the game got done. That certainly not a whole lot of love lost in that matchup, but it seems like, too, kind of a healthy rivalry for this team as well.
Yeah, I'm from Sully, so I heard a lot of it. It was pretty brutal oftentimes, but I was really impressed with how us as a team really just put that out of our minds, didn't really worry about it, didn't let it affect us at all, and we just came out there and shot our guns, like Coach said, and played to the best of our ability.
Josh, coming to you, we've talked about the Linville Sully game. Let's talk about your matchup last week with PCM, a team that's been a good squad, certainly was a very good team a year ago, and I'm sure you guys remembered that a whole lot. So how important did you think it was to get off to a quick start that you ultimately did in that game?
I think it's really good. After that playoff loss last year, it was good to come out there, and Caleb put up 14 points in 30 seconds. So it was good to get off to a great start, and then we just kept rolling from there.
Oh, Caleb, Josh kind of set you up right there. Let's go ahead and come back to that. It ended up being kind of a fun night for you right from the get-go. Some different ways to score, special teams scoring, defensive scoring, along with what you've done on offense. Is there a certain variation of the touchdown that's better for you, or are they all the same?
I'd say that opening that kickoff return, that was pretty fun. Me and Tweed last year, that was our biggest goal, is to take one of those back for a touchdown. So, I mean, that was fun getting that first one, especially against PCM. That was key. And then the defensive one, I knew they ran that bubble play, so I just kind of stuck my hands up and the ball fell in my hands. So, I mean, I can't say I like one more than the other because they were all fun.
He makes it sound so simple, Michael. He mentioned working last year with Nate Tweed on kick returns. Now you're on returns with Caleb. What's it like to line up on special teams together, and how do you guys work together to be very dangerous as return men?
Oh, it's a lot of fun working with Caleb. Kind of a system set up where I call the who gets the ball, and once either of us see we catch the ball, we go up and block the first man up, and from there just kind of work a little magic and try to score.
Adam, was there a point in that PCM game where you thought, man, we were really sticking it to him? Did you even expect that?
No, I didn't expect Caleb to run that first one back, but after he did, I was really excited. I was jumping up and down. After he went for that pick six, I knew we were going to win it.
Josh, a lot of the success in a football game depends on what happens up front. What were you and your fellow linemen trying to do to really establish the line and control that game and get your team off to a good start?
Well, we were just making sure we were coming off low and staying in power. We knew if we moved them around, we could get our backs through. We got great backs this year, powerful and quick. So if we get our guys moved around, we know they're going to power through there. And then on defense, we knew we needed a good pass rush against PCM because of all the passing yards they had gotten the previous week.
Again, if you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS, talking with the captains from the Pella Christian football team, Josh Van Gorp, Adam Howerzile, Michael Mason, and Caleb Morgan. Caleb, wanted to come back to you. Of course, a lot of the fruits from these first 2 weeks have been part of the labor that was put in over the summer and in the off season. Talk about what it took from even just the end of last football season up until when you officially started practices to make this team successful and take that next step.
As soon as that last snap was made last fall, there's a lot of mental building in the off season. I mean, a lot of the guys worked out together. I didn't get to be a part of that a whole lot because I played, my other sports. So, I mean, it's really a group combination with all the other guys and how they came together, and I'm just glad I got to be a part of it.
Michael, your coaches and even your teammates here were quick to tell me about the work that you put in. Now, I'm guessing that you probably don't want to spend a lot of time talking about how hard I worked, but maybe I should ask you, what was some of the motivation? What helped kind of get you that drive and that focus to put in the hard work? Because it's by no means easy.
Well, it's not very easy. I'd say my biggest motivation is my dad. He was a pretty good football player in high school. He's always encouraged me to push myself to the limit. Especially this past year, he's been really trying to get me to get in the weight room, and it really helped a lot, and that's my biggest motivation right there.
Adam, for you as a captain, you're looked upon to kind of set that example, and it sounds like that was another thing that was a big factor in the success this offseason, was just the leadership. So talk about what you and your fellow captains did to try to pull the whole team along as a unit to get better.
Yeah, definitely. This offseason, I had a lot of fun. I got to work with the younger kids a lot more, and I'd never really done that before. I'd always been one of the younger kids, you know. So being a captain, being able to go into that role, it was a lot of fun, you know. And I got to work out with Michael and a lot of other guys, you know, and we'd go in the evenings, we'd have a great workout, and it'd just be a lot of team bonding and a lot of team fellowship, and it was really fun.
Josh, outside of what goes on in the weight room and on the practice field, what are the other things that this Eagles squad does to build that team unity and build that sense of almost family?
We're just a really tight group. We have fun outside of school, hanging out and stuff like that, so I think that really helps out.
When we look at the team, I don't really see guys that are in separate grades. I see us, you know, just as a team of brothers. I mean, we got Colton Collins, you know, most of our backfield is all seniors, and we got Colton coming in being a junior quarterback, and, you know, I don't see him as being a junior. I just see him as being an Eagle brother of mine. So when you have a good relationship like that, I guess it really helps. And just, you know, seeing all the guys work as hard as they can, it motivates everybody else.
Michael, do you ever kind of put yourself back in their shoes and remember when you were a younger member and kind of how you were learning and try to do things to help them out on the other side of things now that you're the senior and they're the younger kids?
I do. I remember when I was a freshman, sophomore, and junior. It was hard because sometimes they didn't really always help you. The seniors did. But I think this year we're doing a good job leading and really making the younger kids feel like an Eagle brother. And like Caleb said, I think everybody on the team, just one big family, you know, and just no division in it.
Adam, coming back to you, we talked a little bit earlier about just the play of the defense so far, and you've got a new defensive coordinator this season, and so I wanted to talk to you about what's different, how the defense has changed, and at the same time, maybe how it's been the same, too.
Coach Boonder, he's really done a fantastic job. He even worked a lot in the offseason, getting his defensive playbook together, getting it all worked out, and getting the kinks worked out. And I guess just a couple of the biggest differences that I've really noticed is we pursue a lot more. I mean, that's always been one of our goals and our keys in defense, but it just feels like we're a lot more aggressive on defense this year.
Josh, just talking about some of the more fun things I think that come with football away from the game. I know I've got to be around for several of your team meals on Thursday nights. It always seems like a good time. What makes a Thursday night, especially at the end of practice, so much fun?
Afterwards, we get lots of pizza, so that's always helpful. We're really blessed with great moms who give us lots of food on Thursday nights. And then we're also blessed with great coaches who have fun stuff for us on Thursdays and keep it interesting. So,
other things that go on that are fun, though, do you guys have team songs, perhaps? Anything that's like a pregame ritual that you got to have certain music to get you in the mood?
Not exactly. I mean, we usually have the quiet room down in the field house. You know, there's a couple songs that some of those guys listen to, but it's kind of your own personal thing. But, you know, we always got our CD player going and, you know, just get whatever gets the guys going.
Caleb's playing coy. Michael, I think you got an answer.
Well, we recently discovered this pretty funny rapper on YouTube. His name is Krispy Kreme. He's pretty awesome. We like to listen to some of his songs, get us pumped up for the upcoming game, and he's good. Just look him up.
I will remember that. Michael, you got everybody else just kind of rolling here. They're trying to be quiet. You guys are so well-behaved. Now, Adam, you got to give me some insight in how a rapper named Krispy Kreme is going to get anybody excited to play football.
Man, we kind of learned this. I think we discovered it in the summer, and it's just hilarious. We have a great time with it. It's just kind of like we all laugh together, and that's pretty much it.
So, Josh, it really sounds like this team's found a way to kind of have a good blend between being focused, being concentrated, and working hard, and at the same time having a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, we know our boundaries of when we can have some fun and when it's time to get down to business, when we need to be serious and going hard all the time in practice, and I think that really helps also with just overall success.
All right, well, Caleb, let's talk about your district opener, Central Decatur on the road coming up on Friday. Just kind of some overall perceptions that I've seen, a team that certainly likes to run the football, so I think we know what to kind of expect from them offensively. How about your film studies? What have you guys seen from them so far that you're preparing for and expect to see?
Yeah, it's going to be a big change going from Linville Sully, who did a little bit of both, to PCM, who did a lot of passing. Now we're going to Central Decatur, and they do 90-99% of their offense is running. So it's going to be quite a challenge for us, but I mean, I don't think that it should stop us from winning the game. They have a lot of different formations that we have to get used to, but I mean, with our defense, it shouldn't be too hard to just shift down into that and just adjust as we go.
Michael, as I mentioned as we opened up this interview, a lot of success in the first two games, and I know you want to value that, and it certainly was a good, valuable start to the season, but does it feel like a brand new season starts here on Friday night?
It does. I feel like the first two games are kind of a little get the rust off our game, and now it actually starts. I think we're ready for it, though. We've been watching a lot of film, practicing a lot. I think we're ready for it.
Adam, what do you do as a leader to try to keep the rest of the team hungry? I know sometimes when you get a couple of big wins, it can be easy to get a little complacent and feel like things are going really, really well, and they are going well, but how do you keep the team firing and trying to get better?
Yeah, I guess just keep them excited during warm-ups and during practice. Keep them optimistic and don't let them get down on each other. Keep boosting them up and being a good Eagle brother, you know.
Josh, go ahead and kind of take us home on this. And I, you know, asked Caleb earlier, just looking at things defensively, how about on the offense? What is this team looking to try to do against Central Decatur? What are the opportunities that you see to allow this team to put some points on the board?
Well, we've been noticing they have a little bit of a different kind of defense. So we have a few plays we think we'll be able to gash them on, and we'll be able to run a lot on them. So that'll be good.
They have these two stand-up ends that kind of play as like the outside backer spot. So I think we can run, you know, trap, gut on them all night long, and I think that'll work great.
All right. Well, guys, great to talk to you. As always, we always have a good time, so thanks for your time. Want to wish you the best of luck on Friday night. Should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it, and we'll be able to run into you later. So good luck and come away with a win.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
Once again, Pella Christian captains Caleb Morgan, Michael Mason, Adam Howersisle, and Josh Van Gorp. We've got more of the Marion County PM Sports page next on KNIA KRLS.